This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To talk all about your Cleveland Guardians, we have one of our favorite guests here to talk some Guardians baseball. Of Guardians TV, Guardians host Al Pawlowski joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Al, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick. Jonathan, great to be here.
So we talked earlier that, you know, we have a couple guys at the station, Al, that went through the 3-hour wait last night and watched the big hit by Manzardo. We heard Stephen Vogt talk about like, we're here. It's just part of the thing. Nobody really cared. How do you folks in the TV side of things handle the rain delays and just trying to keep yourself ready for if baseball time happens?
Well, we go visit with a lot of people in the press box that we've always seen but never talked to, and figured now is a good time to get to know some of these people that are up here. So that's kind of what we were doing yesterday. So I met some new friends, but otherwise, yeah, you're pretty much just sitting there. You know, you're looking at the radar. You're going, okay, we should be able to get this started here at some point tonight. But that's pretty much what we do. But it was good to meet some new friends.
That's good. After obviously the rain delay and everything else, that and really just a bad couple days for the Guardians, they got in the win column. Manzardo with a big home run. He's turning into Kyle Schwarber. It's an interesting development. Just a lot of home runs, not much with batting average or anything else, but that really doesn't matter because this team needed the long ball, Al.
Yeah, that's a really interesting comp. I never thought about that, but I like it. From a power perspective and a key hit perspective, that's a good guy to emulate. Now, if he can, you know, also. He doesn't have a bad eye now, Kyle, but he doesn't have Kyle Schwarber's. I mean, Schwarber and Kwan are about in the same level as far as, you know, understanding the strike zone. But I like it a lot, and I like it because the one thing that, as you alluded to, Kyle Manzardo has shown us here in the early part of this season, number one, the power is definitely developing. Number two, the thing that we love about him is that he's hitting it in key times. Last night in the ninth inning in a tie game, he hit a home run. Obviously, that's going to be a game winner for you. So, I like the Schwarber comp. The other guy that I was thinking of as far as a key hit type of guy that did it when he was young in his career and throughout his career for Cleveland is Jason Kipnis. That's another guy that, see, whenever the chips were down and he was at the plate, he always came through for you.
Al, Angel Martinez has been batting at the bottom of the lineup here for the last little bit here. And listen, I understand there's always a lot of strategy here, but I'm looking at kid hitting 333. Is this about they're still just trying to find ways and hide him in the lineup to get him at bats, or is there maybe a strategic reason on why he's the ninth hitter trying to boost some stock there at the bottom of the lineup?
So that's a great question. If you'll talk to veteran managers about this, generally what they'll say now is, you know, when a new kid comes up and they're planning on playing him quite a bit, whether it's somebody like a Kyle Manzardo, because we saw him hit toward the bottom of the order when he first came up last year, or somebody like Angel Martinez, who also has some speed. So one theory could be, all right, we're going to bat him ninth because he's your secondary leadoff hitter. He's just going to get one less at bat than everybody else by hitting in that bottom hole. But the other thing is, too, is to take the pressure off a young hitter. Generally, when you're hitting more toward the bottom of the order, there's going to be less pressure on you. Where if you're up toward the top of the order, you're expected to deliver, either get the big hit like Manzardo did last night, or get on base in front of those guys, like Stephen Kwan has such an aptitude to do. That being said, if Angel Martinez continues to hit like he is, get on base like he does, he's got great speed as we've seen it, I don't think it'll be too long before you see him hitting in that two hole. I think that he's destined for that, that he seems to me to be like, right now when I look at this group, the perfect two hole hitter. There's other guys that can do it too, but I think that's his ultimate destiny as far as I can see at this moment in time.
Al, Nolan Jones not off to a great start. He didn't play in yesterday's game, but I'm so encouraged, and I feel like I'm crazy saying it, but he just hits the ball so incredibly hard, and his hard hit rate is at, you know, 95 percentile in all of baseball. It just feels like there's better games to come when you're hitting the ball that hard and just consistently not getting rewarded.
Yeah, agreed. That's a big thing now, this, you know, exit velo. Is it everything? No, it's not. Luis Arraez will tell you it's not everything. He hits the second to least hardest ball in baseball among qualified hitters, and Luis Arraez is probably your most dangerous hitter for average when he's healthy right now. Stephen Kwan's another guy that would be up there too, but Stephen does hit it a lot harder. That being said, most guys that hit the ball hard give themselves a better chance of getting a hit. It's harder to field. It gets to the gaps quicker. It gets to the holes quicker. You're going to just pick up more base hits. It's obviously going to go further as well when you hit it with that high velo. Last two or three weeks, I think we've seen Nolan Jones put together some pretty good at-bats. We've seen him hit the ball pretty hard. We just had something on our show last night about that, about his top five velos. He's got five velos already, exit velos that are 107 or even better. That's pretty impressive. So I agree. I think it's going to come around. You know, there's always the anomaly guy that it literally tears the cover off the ball, but for whatever reason, he just can't hit for average. But I think that Nolan's going to do it. He showed you 2 years ago when he was in Colorado that he can do it. It is there. It's not like he's over the hill by any stretch. He's still a young guy. I think that he's going to come through eventually.
Al, we got clearly the best start of the season from Tanner Bibee last night. Only gave up five base runners. Did give up one earned, but in seven innings. I mean, that's as good as we've gotten from him. Just 92 pitches as well. And yet, he was on a Jeff Passan article on one of the five players in baseball whose slow starts worry him. So is last night a red herring, or do we think or is Tanner Bibee trending in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely trending in the right direction. I've been around a lot of guys over the years. Tanner Bibee is one that I would worry about the least. He puts in the effort. He's highly competitive. He's healthy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's the type of guy that you want on your team. You want him to be your number one. You want him to be your ace. He's got the physical characteristics. He's got the right character. He's got the drive. I know he just signed a long-term contract. He's not a guy that just wanted to sign a long-term contract and Anthony Rendon it and decide that, you know what, I really don't care about baseball. That's not Tanner Bibee. So I think what you saw last night, you're going to see more of. He made a slight adjustment and clearly it paid off. I mean, this guy, he's always thinking, he's always working. His dad's a high school coach. He works with him all the time. He's a guy that yeah, I mean, he's got everything that you want in an ace pitcher.
Class A got into the game in the ninth. It was a tie game, so not a save situation. Ended up getting the win. How do you see that moving forward with Class A? Is he's kind of been removed from that role, but then the skipper, Stephen Vogt, hasn't really taken that away from him quite yet publicly.
Right, yeah, and he even said last night that Class A is the closer, and I think that, you know, with the amount of money he's getting and the track record that he has shown, I mean, there were some people say, I agree with this, he was the best pitcher in the world the last couple of years. When you think about it, not a starter, but a guy that came in and just so difficult to hit. Hitters have made an adjustment to him. So it's not hard to see. You can notice it, too. They're jumping him. They're looking at the first fastball that's over the plate. They're swinging. They're not letting Class A get ahead of them. So now Class A's got to make an adjustment back. It appears he has from these last couple of outings. What I think also is going to happen, and this is just my opinion, this is not something I heard from anybody, but it's tough when you've got to go 3 days in a row, occasionally four. It's tough, and that takes a lot out of you. Cade Smith is showing you that he can close games too. So now maybe if Class A closes back-to-back games, that third time it's like, okay, Cade Smith's available. Let's use him to close. Let's get Class A day off. I think that can benefit him. I think it benefits a lot of relief pitchers. Good news is Class A wants the ball, as do most of the good ones. They, you know, most of the time, if you want him to go 5 days in a row, he wants that ball. But health-wise and effectiveness-wise, sometimes it's better to get an extra off day in there, and I think that might be what you see. But he is definitely the closer.
Al Pulaski in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we've seen fits and starts from the offense. We've seen fits and starts from the rotation. We've seen fits and starts from the bullpen. Which one of those three is closest to putting it together and maybe finding some significant consistency?
I think it's the bullpen. That's where you got the most depth. That's who's been the most dominating of any aspect of the three that you've mentioned for Cleveland this year. Occasionally you get a bad outing out of the collective bullpen, but generally they're pretty good. I'm not really worried about them at all. I think the starters, you know, I think what you saw from Gavin Williams was an anomaly the other night. I think what you saw from Tanner Bibee last night was more of what you're going to see from him. Ben Lively is really found a home here in Cleveland, and he's figured it out. He's a nice piece. I think you've got some really exciting young guys, too, so I think the rotation is going to be okay. Now, as far as the lineup goes, that is the one area. You know, if we're going to be objective about this, there has been inconsistency. As much as we love the power with Kyle Manzardo, you like to see him hit for a little bit better average. I know that power means more than average right now in Major League Baseball, but you'd like to see a little more of that from him. And then the lower part of the order, there's been a lot of inconsistency, and that's something that you got to get more consistency from the offense, especially from, you know, the guys that are hitting 6 through 9.
Guardians continue their series today against the Twins. And so I got to ask you, you know, Minnesota didn't make many moves this offseason, and they continue to run out, you know, the trio of players that they just rely on. And a lot of them, they can't, remain healthy. Buxton, Correa, those guys. But it's been a lackluster start to the season for them. What do you make of what the Twins' strategy is right now, as they seem like they just continue to just tread water?
What I see from Minnesota, and that's a great question, too, their offense is very good. The last few games, Tanner really cooled them off last night. That was one of the concerning things, too. It's like we're catching Minnesota when they're hot. You know, pitching-wise, I think that's where Minnesota's going to have some struggles there. You know, I like Joe Ryan a lot. We miss him on this series. Not upset about that in a four-game set. Ober is always good against Cleveland's. That's another guy that really has the change of figured out in the off-speed stuff. But after that, I mean, you know, Paddock's not very good. We'll see what they have in Woods Richardson. He's showing flashes and not. But as far as Minnesota goes, I mean, that offense has got a lot of nice young bats. I'm really interested to see how they're going to develop.
Al, great stuff as always, buddy. It's just great to catch up with you. Loving what the Guardians are doing here, staying above water, continuing to figure it out, and can't wait to see what we do the rest of this series and beyond.
Yeah, sounds great, guys. Great talking with you, and looking forward to the next time.
Al Pulaski there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we'll react to what Al had to say, and we do have a little update on the Cavaliers to pass along as well in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.